Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Experience the joy of running in the new Triumph 22 from Saucony, the original running brand. Stacked with luxury foam cushioning, Triumph 22 turns miles into smiles with the ultimate blend of comfort and energy return. Shop Triumph 22 at Saucony.com. That's Saucony.com.
Hi, friends. Thanks for downloading Money Girl, a podcast that helps you master your money so you can live rich and love the journey. I'm Laura Adams, a personal finance expert and award-winning author based in Austin, Texas. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss a weekly episode. Money Girl is everywhere on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, even on the Spotify mobile app. If you'd like to read the transcript for this show, just visit the Money Girl section at quickanddirtytips.com and look for episode number 454 called What Tax Do You Pay When Selling a Home? You guys send me so many great questions, and I love to feature them on the show. I received a note from Valerie who says, "My mother has started thinking about selling her house and moving into a senior apartment. She purchased her California home over 20 years ago for $180,000 and now believes she could sell it for $550,000. Is there a legal way to cut the huge tax bill she would receive?" Valerie, this is a great question that affects everyone who sells a home and makes money on the deal. In this podcast, I'll explain the capital gains tax you pay when selling a home and 6 tips to legally sell your home tax-free. You already know that you have to pay tax on income from your job or interest from a bank savings account. Those are examples of ordinary income, which is taxed at some of the highest rates in the United States. But there's another type of tax that you must pay when you make a net profit on an investment, like a stock or real estate. It's called the capital gains tax. And fortunately, it can be lower than the rate you have to pay on ordinary income. That's the government's way of encouraging you to be a long-term investor. I'll explain the basics of the capital gains tax in this show and the special rules you should know that apply when you sell your main home. Capital gains tax is triggered when you sell a capital asset for more than you paid for it. For instance, if you own stock or real estate that appreciates year after year, you do not pay capital gains tax until you actually have a gain. In other words, a profit that only exists on paper doesn't cost you anything. The tax only kicks in when you sell the asset and bank the profit. Let's say you bought 500 shares of Apple stock in 2011 for $25,000 when the price was $50 a share. But now the stock is worth $100 a share, or $50,000 in 2016. If you decide to sell all of your Apple stock, you'll happily make a $25,000 profit, but also have to pay capital gains tax on that amount. It's also important to understand that capital gains can be reduced or offset by capital losses, such as selling a stock for less than you paid for it. Losing money on an investment is never fun, but when it can cut your taxes, it reduces the sting a little. Capital losses can be subtracted from capital gains. However, there are limits on the amount of loss you can declare. Only $3,000, or half of that, $1,500, if you're married and file taxes separately, of net capital losses can be deducted from your income in a given year. But if you have net losses that total more than $3,000, that's not a problem. You still get to capture them. You can roll over capital losses into future tax years until the entire amount has been deducted from your income. However, selling your primary residence for a loss is an exception, and this trips up a lot of people. You cannot deduct capital losses on real estate that is also your primary residence, only on your investment property. So, if you lose money on the sale of your main home, it can't be, quote, written off or deducted from your taxable income. But the downside of not being able to deduct losses on a residence is overshadowed by one of the biggest tax breaks you can get in the United States, which is the capital gains tax exclusion on a home sale. Even though a gain on any capital asset is taxable, you can generally avoid it by legally excluding all or a part of your profit on a home sale from tax. So, how much gain can you make disappear? Well, it's a pretty big chunk of change, up to $250,000 if you file as a single taxpayer, or up to $500,000 if you're married and file jointly. Also, if you're a widow or widower who did not remarry before selling your home within 2 years, you can also typically exclude up to $500,000 of gain on the sale of your home. That's huge. Remember that it's your gain or profit that is taxed. So you could sell your home for $5 million and avoid all tax as long as your profit from the deal is not more than $250,000 or $500,000, depending on your tax filing status. The requirements to be eligible for the capital gains tax exclusion on a home sale are pretty simple. You must have owned the home and used it as your main residence for periods that total at least 2 years out of the 5 years that precede the sale. The exclusion does not apply to investment property. The exclusion timing is extended to 2 of the previous 10 years if you or your spouse are eligible government employees, you're in the military, or work for the Peace Corps. And there are other circumstances that may allow you to qualify for a partial exclusion, such as having to move because of your work, health, or an unforeseen event like getting divorced or losing your job when you sell a home before staying there for 2 years. One of the best parts of the capital gains tax exclusion for home sales is that there's no limit on the number of times you can take it in your lifetime. That's an amazing tax benefit. Since you typically have to live in a home for a minimum of 2 years to qualify, in theory, you could sell a home tax-free every 2 years if you were willing to sell, buy, and relocate that often. You can only claim one primary residence at a time, even if you own multiple homes. And your residence can be any type of home, a single-family house, condo, co-op, mobile home, even a houseboat.
Here you are, BPMs high, sweat dripping, body moving, tongue panting. You're working hard, real hard, and you're thirsty. You need vitamins, nutrients for peak performance and energy.
And your plants do too.
Aw,
I mean, just look at the little guy. Water-soluble plant food from Miracle-Gro is full of essential nutrients. Just a little scoop into your watering can and boom, instant feeding and bigger, more beautiful plants. It's kind of like a sports drink for your plants. You may have to suffer from heat, but your plants do not.
This is BVK for Ocean City Tourism, OCMD Streaming Audio. On March 11th, 2024, the title of the spot is STSA Leisure Summer. This is a 30-second composite stereo streaming audio mix.
Get away with friends to the laid-back Maryland coast, where you can catch up while casting off and hang 10 while hanging out, where a day on board is never boring and full throttle is half the fun, where you can sink a putt, raise a glass, and there's always room for one more round. Ocean City, Maryland, somewhere to smile about. Book your trip at OCOcean.com.
Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily, for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got two ingredients in one pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double-action combo of prescription-strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. Remember that the capital gains tax exclusion does not apply to investment property. However, if you own a rental property and decide to make it a primary residence before selling it, you'll owe tax based on how long the home was used as a second home versus your main home. You might be wondering how to calculate the gain on a home sale. Well, it's a little more complicated than simply subtracting your original purchase price from your selling price. And that's actually a good thing because the details can work to your advantage. For tax purposes, you have to figure a very specific number that's called your adjusted basis in the home. This is what you paid for it, plus any capital improvements that add value, less any deductions you've taken. Improvements are things like putting on a new roof, remodeling the kitchen, adding an extra bathroom, or installing a swimming pool. These increase your adjusted basis, which decreases the amount of gain on a sale. But you cannot add minor repairs or maintenance, things like painting or regular yard work. You can't add those to your adjusted basis. And on the flip side, you have to reduce your adjusted basis by subtracting items that already reduced your taxes while you own the home. These might include depreciation, insurance losses, or tax credits. These work in the opposite way to increase your gain on a home sale. For example, let's say you paid $200,000 for a home, and then you built a beautiful back porch that costs $5,000. Now your adjusted basis becomes $205,000. But then a tree fell on the porch and you made a $3,000 tax deductible claim. Then your adjusted basis would go down $3,000 and be $202,000. Additionally, the cost to sell a home, like real estate commissions, advertising, and title insurance, these get deducted from your capital gain. So always keep meticulous records and receipts on every major financial transaction related to your home. But what if you don't qualify for the capital gains tax exclusion on a home sale? Well, any gain you make that exceeds the exclusion amount for your tax filing status is taxable. Gains or losses must be reported on Form 8949, and the final net number gets entered on Form 1040, Schedule D, called Capital Gains and Losses. How much tax you'll owe depends on how long you've owned the home or investment and your tax bracket. An asset you've owned for a year to the day or less is considered short-term, and one that you own for more than a year is long-term. These holding periods are actually important for a couple of reasons. First, capital gains and losses must mirror each other. You can only deduct short-term losses from short-term gains and long-term losses from long-term gains. Another reason to understand the short and long distinction is because the tax on short-term gains is much higher than for long-term gains. Remember when I said that the government encourages long-term investing? This is how they incentivize you not to buy and sell investments too quickly. The short-term capital gains tax rate matches the ordinary federal income tax rate, which ranges from 10% up to 39.6% for 2016. But the rates on long-term capital gains are much lower and they cap out at 20%. For 2016, the amount you pay depends on your federal income tax bracket. So if your tax bracket is 10 to 15%, that means your long-term capital gains rate is zero. You pay nothing. If your federal tax bracket rate for ordinary income is 25% to 35%, then you pay long-term capital gains at a 15% rate. And if you're at the highest tax bracket, which is 39.6%, your long-term capital gains tax rate is 20%. So let's apply all of this information to Valerie's mother's situation. We don't know her adjusted basis in the home, but let's assume that her gain would be $370,000. Let's assume she's a single taxpayer and that she's in the 15% tax bracket. Her exclusion would take $250,000 off the top, leaving $120,000 to be taxed at the long-term capital gains rate. If her federal income tax bracket is 15% or less, she wouldn't owe any capital gains tax on the sale, nada. But if her federal tax rate is higher, she might owe 15% or 20%. That would cost her either $18,000 or as much as $24,000 in long-term capital gains if she's in the highest tax bracket. And if she's a widow who did not remarry in the 2 years preceding the sale, she could exclude up to $500,000 in gains, wiping out her entire $370,000 gain completely. Now, I know this is a lot of information, so I'm going to sum up by giving you 6 tips to understand the capital gains tax exclusion rules. Tip number 1, you must pass an ownership and use test. If you owned and lived in your home for at least 2 out of the 5 years prior to a home sale, you're eligible to exclude a limited amount of gain on the sale from your income. Tip number 2, exclusions apply only to main homes. If you own more than one home, you can exclude the gain on the sale of your main residence only. Your main home is the one you live in most of the time. Tip number 3, there is an exclusion limit. You can exclude up to $250,000 of a home sale gain from income, or up to $500,000 if you're married and file a joint tax return. Tip number 4, no reporting may be required. If your gain doesn't exceed the exclusion amounts that I've talked about, you don't even need to report the home sale on your income tax return. Tip number 5, gains above the exclusion are taxable. Any gain you make that exceeds the exclusion amount is taxable and must be reported on Schedule D of Form 1040. Tip number 6, home losses are not deductible. If you sell your main home for a loss, it cannot be deducted from your taxable income. There are worksheets in IRS Publication 523 to help you figure capital gains on a home sale, and I'll have links to all of these resources in the notes for this show on the Money Girl page at quickanddirtytips.com. But because capital gains are pretty complicated and there's so much money at stake, I recommend that you consult with a professional. Be sure to reach out to a qualified tax accountant or a tax attorney when you're not sure if you qualify for the home gain exclusion, or you're not sure how to calculate it. I want to thank everyone who recently submitted 5-star reviews in iTunes. MG Linthiok says, Money Girl gives good information in a short, useful podcast, knowledgeable and well-spoken. Tom says, love tuning in to hear the latest tips. She gets straight to the point and packs in the valuable info. Wow, you guys are awesome. Your reviews are like music to my ears because that's exactly what I'm shooting for. Thank you so much for downloading the show. If you like the show, consider participating by sending me your money question or submitting a review. They really do matter. Reviews help the show stay visible and allows new listeners to find us and get the financial information and inspiration they need to live rich. The best places to reach me are my contact page at lauradadams.com and my private Facebook group called Dominate Your Dollars. You can find it by searching in Facebook or by sending me a text message. Just text the word DOLLARS to the number 33444, and I'll send you an invitation right now. That's all for now. I'll talk to you next week, courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.
Here you are, BPMs high, sweat dripping, body moving, tongue panting. You're working hard, real hard, and you're thirsty. You need vitamins, nutrients for peak performance and energy.
And your plants do too.
Aw,
I mean, just look at the little guy. Water-soluble plant food from Miracle-Gro is full of essential nutrients. Just a little scoop into your watering can and boom, instant feeding and bigger, more beautiful plants. It's kind of like a sports drink for your plants. You may have to suffer from heat, but your plants do not.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.